Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, Deion, I saw that slow motion video you put up earlier. First of all, that's one of my hobbies. You understand? That's one of my hobbies is acting like I'm in slow motion, and my wife knows I'm good at it. You understand me? I would challenge anybody to a slow motion off because that I'm cut like that. I'm
let's do it.
See, look, some of your knives, you was walking through, but some of your knives were still regular speed. I'm like, nah.
I was playing. Let's do a hashtag. Slow motion challenge.
Slow motion off. Yeah,
I already just did it. I'm good.
I'll bring out my steady camera. I make that much smooth.
That's too slow for me. I'm sleepy.
See, that? I'll put her to sleep with the slow motion.
But the music, too. You got to bring the music up under there.
You gotta ignore that music though. It's like being chopped to school, bro. The music is fast, so you gotta be able to come in slow and stay slow.
Hey, Keenan, just cut me and Kanisha for like those past 30 seconds. We was killing it.
We was.
I like to do mine like a funeral video. You know how the funeral video come on and the sad part come in, they be all like.
No. Why are you mean grilling at the funeral? Like, why are you mean?
No, I'm saying that's the video of the person who died. They own the thing and they just like, they showing their last little thing. It's like, oh, slow motion. You got slow motion in the video.
Yeah.
You got slow motion my shit. It's not going to have the same impact. You know, if you have me on stage, like. You know what I'm saying?
Slow motion for me.
That's my song. Ooh,
I like that. Shout out to Juvie, man. I like rappers that like every now and then just resurface with a hit and then drown again. I'll be fucking with that.
Speaking of somebody who's resurfaced with a hit and nobody don't want to talk about, is that that R. Kelly song is popping up right now. There's another little TikTok challenge. Oh, like I'm gonna make it shake. They do like the
First of all, it's so funny you said that, Dion, because yesterday I was like, yo, I seen the challenge and I was like, ain't that about a bitch? Y'all was all like, fuck R. Kelly. We watching the R. Kelly. And then now y'all over, I'm gonna make the list. That's a whole R. Kelly song that's old as hell.
But you know what? These young kids probably don't even know. They just think it's probably something new. That's the problem with the generation, okay?
They probably don't even know who it is.
R. Kelly? It say R. Kelly.
They don't, no. But you don't understand. They don't understand the severity of who R. Kelly is. I think they just like, oh, it's a new challenge. I'm going to just do this. And they're not thinking, R. Kelly, that's our generation.
Yeah. But I also see some grown-ass women, like late 20s, a group of them was like, black women too.
I said, there's a lot of grown women still outside the trials. A lot of women still love them too. Support us. For the music. They separate
they be outside the trials.
Listen,
they be outside the trials. I feel like 75% of that onus is on R. Kelly, right? Especially with the underage girls. He gets no pass for me with that. But then women who had to escape, nobody needs to talk about like, fam, maybe you need to stop being a groupie and go your ass to school. Like, why the fuck are you at R. Kelly house anyway? See, the thing is, you came over there to fuck and he want to fuck forever. That's the thing. You understand? He's keeping you.
When I seen that grown woman get up and move to there, I was like, you're grown. That's what I said. I was like, nah, you picked up and left your job.
First of all, the cover to that same song is R. Kelly laying with 70 bitches around him. That's the cover of the song. The buffet.
I mean, the album called The Buffet.
R. Kelly more if he was going around to these nursing homes and peeing on the old lady. Please, would y'all fuck with him? Yeah.
I would want to go to that old folks home.
I want a cookie. He walking down the hallway.
They're already in there pissing on themselves anyway. So, I mean.
Come on, KB.
It makes sense. I believe it, KB. I believe it. That makes so much sense. We both gonna be pissy.
With a flute and a bunch of slow ass old ladies is like two blocks behind them, like.
Piper.
That's why them legs are shaking because they open. Okay.
Grandma, make it shake.
You'll be the Pied Piper and then the Pied Diaper. You know what I'm saying? I'm the Pied Diaper. I am the Pied Diaper.
Hey, no lie though, after I watched the challenge, I did go on Spotify and hop on that R. Kelly playlist and just let that joint roll. Hey, you know, it got like 40 something million subscribers. People ain't stopped listening.
Honestly, if this is a safe place, it should be a support group of R. Kelly people that kind of like an AA meeting, like, what song do you listen to today?
Hey, well, shut up, Dion. Make that a sketch. Shut up. I'm in it.
Yeah.
I want to be in it. You gonna shoot that? Don't talk about it no more. Okay.
Crazy. It's like I listen to downloaders. Like, what? Oh, me too. That got me Tuesday.
Ain't no lie, because the Ignition remix came on, and I was blasting that. And then somebody rolled up. I just rolled up my windows.
So wait, where's the line? Because if you can't listen to R. Kelly anymore, then like you can't watch, you know, you can't watch Cosby Show. You can't.
Can I say this? Like, R. Kelly is a solo group, but Cosby's got Felicia Rashad on there. She didn't do nothing. Theo, he didn't do nothing.
Different world.
Come on, man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We can't eat jello.
We should be able to
eat jello anyway, unless I'm sick.
That's what I'm saying. So where's the line? Because to me, I mean, it's art, right?
The line is little kids.
The line is the Constitution, because those was the most rapiest models ever back then. So that's the line. We gotta go all the way back.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So is it because, so we stopped listening to R. Kelly because it was underage girls, but then we still watched the Cosby Show because it was grown women that he was, like, that's what I'm saying. Where's the line? Chris Brown. You said what?
We're not dragging Chris Brown. We still listen to
Chris Brown because low-key, I just think because Rihanna forgave him. Remember afterwards, they started going to basketball games together and shit?
Kanye got like a canceled punk card. Kanye gets canceled every year. We can't cancel Kanye.
Why can't we?
He's been canceled every year since 2003.
If you cancel Kanye, he will single you out individually. How you doing, fam? I heard I was canceled, fam.
And then he'll go get all the people you don't like and make a whole album. That'd be in the fashion show, all type of shit. Your baby mother, my new model. Like, you can't cancel.
Y'all heard about Kanye in his like dumpster clothes?
Yeah.
What do y'all think about that? Do you think it's bad that he's doing that?
No, he got
upset because they put it on the shelf. He got upset.
What happened?
My clothes. He had at the Gap. They had folded up his clothes and put it on the shelf. He said, "No, this is not how I want it. I wanted my clothes to be in a trash bag. Like I want them to dig into my like. Stop trying to make it look nice." That's the style. I love it.
And he said he's not apologizing for his art, and he shouldn't have to. I love it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's how I'm gonna throw the clothes back anyway when I can't find my size.
Yeah,
hey, I'm coming out. It's crazy because I'm coming out with a new line called Laundry, and it'd be drawers in there, it'd be shirts, it'd be, you know what I'm saying, socks.
Did you wash my clothes? No. You weren't supposed to wash my clothes. They're supposed to come filthy. They need that pre-vomit smell. Don't wash my clothes.
I'm not buying it.
What I'm saying, like, is it? I thought it was because okay. At first, he did it in the. He put them in dumpsters on like a rooftop, and people still had to pay full price for the clothes, but they just had to go dumpster diving for the clothes to find their size. So they was just like, and people was lined up. They didn't care. So it was like, it's almost sad, but at the same time, it's like that's what he wanted. So is that a bad thing?
But Kanisha said it's an experience.
It's an experience. It's an experience. And also, if I worked at the Gap, when I used to work at Old Navy back in the day, you would be folding shirts forever. So if I could just throw this shit in the bag, I'm like, I'm here for it.
Only Kanye, though.
Honestly, I would do it for the experience too.
But wait, what is the experience? Is like being homeless and having to search for your stuff. Like what? Unless you're trying to teach people, like, hey, be more mindful that this is somebody's real life experience on a day to day basis. Like, what's the point? Because I feel like they getting that. I don't feel like they getting the message.
What's the point of fine dining?
Because he calls it
that shit.
He calls it art. So that means that the art is up to your interpretation. So it's like, well. Yeah. There's one where it's like, well, you know, we're all the same, right? So you're not more, you're no better than a person who's picking his clothes up out of a dumpster. But then also it's like taking you to the bare minimum of essentials. Like, yo, don't ever forget that you too could just, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, we are all a catastrophic event away from this shit not being as fly as we think it is.
But it's also marketing.
It's a little humbling.
We're talking about it. We're definitely talking about it. So he's definitely doing what he's supposed to do.
He's a marketing genius.
Great marketing.
You might be getting it out of a dumpster, but I'm going to tell you right now, the fabric is going to be amazing. He's not going to sell you no bullshit. It's not like it's going to be some horrible quality. He's going to give you an experience, but the quality of the whatever you're purchasing is going to be A1. Like, I'm
not even sure.
Right, these brand new dumpsters. Sweet-ass dumpsters. All black. It's a dog ass. I love that dumpster.
You know, he cleaned it and spray painted it and did his own little shit on it. And it's going to be all right. People make it too much of it. It's just a different experience of going to the store or going online. It's like, yo, you get to just have a little, yo, outside. Like, it's a humbling experience.
I'm about to look up how much dumpsters cost. Hold on.
hey, Meg, will it mess with something if I switch to my cell phone? My laptop.
Yo, your audio is horrible.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it for the next segment.
Okay. Hey, dumpsters is like $1,500.
That's not bad.
You think Kanye not gonna do that? He gonna get some exquisite dumpsters.
Girl, them dumpsters was regular schmegular dumpsters. Those clothes are regular schmegular cotton.
These dumpsters. Look, for one of the ones, you know how people do their roof and they got that long dumpster that come and then people come, them is $5,000. And guess what? People rent those. So you got $5,000 to spend on, this is a business.
Yeah.
Because I mean, why you gotta have a truck dumpster, too, to come get that bitch. You can't just, you know what I'm saying, had a bitch connected to the back of the Tesla driving down 405, but I'm saying like.
Yeah. Dumpster, I'm sure cement trucks is like $300. Why would you have a cement truck? It's like, it's just an inconvenience.
A cement truck?
I thought you said a cement truck.
I'm about to put it on mute. Hold on, y'all.
You said a dumpster truck.
You
got
a smoothie right there? I thought you said a cement truck. I was like, no, you taking this shit.
No, a cement. Cement.
Don't think like it's an inconvenience. You thought he said a nut truck?
I'm like, y'all taking this way too far. Y'all taking this
down the street. Come back.
Hey.
Come back.
Hello.
I'm about to look up my nut truck. So I'm about to give me a nut truck.
Oh my gosh, y'all. Thank you so much for watching this episode of Squadcast. We have a great crew today. Of course, we've got Lulu Gonzalez, CP is in the building, and we've added the lovely Kanisha Buss and Mr. Dion Lack. For this week's episode, we'll be right back after these messages. Okay, since we were talking about nursing homes, this is the topic. Would you rather work at a nursing home or a daycare?
Easy.
Easy.
Easy. A nursing home.
What?
Because at a daycare, you got to see the parents every day, and that's cool. But at a nursing home, the ones who family never come, you get them together and you create a gang. And then now y'all together in there, right? Robbing people, getting juices and jellos and shit, taking people's lunches, right?
But that's like, but they probably pass away faster. So you like, I would be sad all the time.
Recruitment. I would have a little chapter of a fraternity in there that I would create. 050, right? Then we'd
have 050. I'm
going crazy. And then when members got.
What does it stand for?
Every 2 weeks we have a new line, right?
Old.
five. I don't know. I don't know what the five is, but I know old is.
OBO? All of the extra medicine. You get a little, another dessert. We got perks. Man, I fuck with the nursing home.
Well, I'm gonna have a new line every two weeks, though.
Yeah. I'm gonna be in the same nursing home with my fraternity, DNR. And
what's DNR?
Do not resuscitate. No.
God, Lulu.
Too soon.
Lulu.
Not DNR. Oh,
Desert Storm ass out here. I like mine. You know, you kill everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just following their wishes. We gonna have fun. We gonna live like bucket list. We gonna do everything y'all want to do on the bucket list. We gonna have a blast. There's no responsibilities for real. Like, you know, they're adults. They could drink. They can have a good time. I'm going with the nursing home. That sounds like fun.
I mean, you got a white butts at both, so
yeah.
No, you ain't got white up butts. I'm working at the front desk, or I'm a janitor. I ain't wiping shit.
Then you cleaning up puke and poop that's on the floor. You a janitor? Yeah.
Let me finish. I changed my mind. I'm the electrician, or I'm the nigga who do the TVs. You don't know how to. Oh, somebody.
No. This topic means you're a caretaker.
Something wrong with my TV. Here I come. You got to press input, ma'am. Go back to the TV. Oh, something wrong with my TV. That's me.
No, CP. No, you're a caretaker at a nursing home or daycare. That's what this means.
He said the input.
They're gonna be like, "This will be his last week here." Hello. How you doing the input? Is it HDMI? What is this, sweetheart?
Look, if I have to choose between old butts and young butts, I'm gonna go with old butts.
Oh, why?
Oh, you're tripping.
Because some young little babies, they shit more.
No, but it's
no, they don't. The
it's more shit though, Lulu. Number one,
yes, a little body has smaller poops, like smaller.
Well, they don't eat a lot. Old people don't eat a lot.
Because I just threw my daughter in a whole bath. It was front, back, side to side, but. Older legs are harder to lift up when you're trying to change. So
Can we say this?
Is a vegan though, right?
Yeah.
That's a whole different level of shit right there. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Meat and cheese create a more together turdness.
And I would just be, I wouldn't want to wash no old butt, old man butt, because they'd be like excited, like, oh, here come Nurse Megan today. No, I'm not cleaning you.
First of all, Megan, don't flatter yourself. Anybody got time to be, he's sitting there shitty with a diaper rash. Here you come. You think he feels sexy?
Yes. If that is his stage in life, he's probably like, this is the highlight of my day. I do not want to be anybody's highlight like that.
I would want to be his highlight. If this old man is on his way out and he's like, damn, look at his sexy ass Lou coming to wipe my ass. I'm glad I'm sending him off in a good way. Yes, take it. Take it with
y'all
you,
need, y'all need some goddamn fans. Because this old man
I'm here to serve the people, okay?
I'm with you, KB. I'm with the children. I want to change their lives.
Because you could just put on movies and we'd be in here watching and Cantu, eating snacks. If you could keep them in one the area. Thing.
Yeah, you can put that with the old people.
Old people like to be separated. Like, they like to be in their own rooms. You got to run around. I have all the kids right here. We're building a block tower. We're going to
and that's why y'all be getting sick. Wait a minute. Kids.
Can you imagine watching a movie with a bunch of old people and they all got questions? So wait a minute. So this is Batman? Or which one is Batman?
No, I hate watching movies with old people.
Kids gonna do the same thing.
You just like, nod your head and do this.
Because you can tell kids anything. You gotta tell the old people real explanations. You can tell kids anything. I'm going with the babies, yo.
You know what? I'm going with the baby.
Coming to pick them up. I'm trying to see who daddy coming. Where's the single fathers at? Yeah.
Oh God.
Which one would you rather accidentally get punched by an older man or a small boy?
It's like, the
older man. An old man.
You rather get hit by an old man?
They got grown man strength,
right?
But if he missed, he dead. A nigga, a good punch, he missed his whole torso.
No, or his, you know, like old people bones is real fragile. He hit me, his bones.
Baby bones.
Baby bone, hey.
Girl, them little kids be hitting hard. My daughter is 4 months old and beats me in my chest if the milk ain't flowing fast enough. And I be sitting here like, oh my gosh, I hurt.
That's because your daughter. She probably got some nice little shoulders on her.
She do.
The type of therapy you gotta have, because in the first quarter you lost like five of your friends. Like, oh, Harold died too. Damn, I was gonna teach him how to play Monopoly.
Little kids, everybody's sicker daddy. Though. I will say that they carry germs like a mug.
That's what I'm saying. God. CP but, over here struggling. Y'all be struggling. Beam begin. Y'all, man, you have.
But you know what? My homegirl is. My homegirl is a director at an old people home, and she says that the STDs be running rampant in there.
Yeah.
Yo, that sounds exciting. You get to catch old people fucking. I'm working there. I'm working there. Harold!
Ew, they probably get up. They probably be spit like dogs. You gotta pull them apart like dogs. Like, get off her! Get off of her! Get
off her! Water hose.
I definitely would want to go to an old folks home instead of like living in your daughter's basement or some shit. Send me with my friends. I'll be in there with all type of men playing Uno, all type of shit.
I cannot wait to call somebody's son and say, your mama is out here giving people gonorrhea. Can you please come and pick her up?
And she refused to take her penicillin. Ms. She's keeping Phyllis. It. She wants to keep it.
No.
Can you tell Miss Phyllis to take her penicillin, please? She's giving all these
penicillin. Penicillin.
I love it.
Now I got
to see. The other thing is at a daycare, they go home at a daycare. They don't go home at the nursing home.
Yeah, but I take shit. That's the sale right there.
That's the sale right there.
But wait a
minute,
though. I get an
8-hour shift and I go home.
But your shift is your shift, right? You go home.
But your shift could also be the night shift where there's no night shift at a daycare. Oh,
wait a minute. Hold on, Meg. You didn't mention this, though. On holidays, the shit, the kid's not even coming. So you chilling, right? Yeah. Summertime and all of that, you chilling for the most part. Daycare get it pretty small, but
them old folks are definitely coming.
Old folks live there.
Oh, wait, no, daycare's popping in the summertime. People still got jobs in the summertime.
Yeah, but we're talking about like summer camp-ish. They turn to a little more summer campy.
I know I have a friend who worked during the summer. Her daughter go right to daycare in the summertime.
Yeah, being at school, well, they just started the school. She was at the daycare like summer program. Now school just started.
Right, but I'm saying it's not as many kids. It is.
You still working? I don't matter.
You still working.
Hey, not as many kids. Right, that's true. Hey, did y'all ever go to the Boys and Girls Club when y'all was little?
Yes. We had our own version.
Yes. I used to love the Boys and Girls Club. It was like a little prison. It was like a prison high school, and you went in there every day. But man, you was a better person coming about that bitch. You knew how to gamble.
What's more scarier, a child standing in the corner or an old person in the corner? Just like you just see him in the corner like that. Is that which one?
I don't fuck with nothing in the corner. Both of them got to go home.
You don't put plants in the corner or nothing, huh?
But you over there plotting or shitting. Either way, get out of my class.
Cause that's it. In horror films, they always get a small child or an old person in a gown. That's always the scariest things in movies.
And to be the old white lady walking backwards, I'll crush that bitch chest. You ever seen, I started watching the other day. And I cut it off. I got 5 minutes in. I'm like, oh, this is too good. I got to wait because my wife was sick. I said, I got to wait to watch this with her because it's good. You know what I'm saying? You try to watch a little bullshit movie to kind of pass the time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But then when it get good, okay, I got to turn this off. But Jamie Foxx and Snoop got this movie where.
Was it good?
Day shift.
The first 5 minutes got me hooked. I had to turn it off. Okay, let me wait. But
that's what you was talking about.
He's fighting this old lady. And she was an old lady, but she was fucking him up. And I'm like, ooh. Yeah.
It's great.
Man, I fuck an old lady up.
It's a lot more ghosts at the nursing home than it is the daycare.
How do you know this?
Because that's where a lot of people die. I'm not going to the nursing home.
Yeah, and they die, and their last little boyfriend was there, and now he got a new bitch. You think she going for that? And she's all,
I thought Phyllis came back.
Old ladies haunting your kitchen, cooking ghost okra. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what, though?
Hold on. Why is the okra ghost?
Because they're getting it from heaven. It ain't even real okra. But it's delicious.
Why did the okra have a soul and didn't die?
Somebody frying dead okra in my... And he'd be like... Mm-hmm. And they walk around in the muumuu and shuffling around, you know? And you still got to pass a ghost diaper, too. They ghost shitting.
Prudence, get your ass out of here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just came back because my grandbaby's here. He wanted to see. You know how they, oh, man. I love old people, man. My granddad used to get on my nerves asking me questions about how much stuff costs. And it sounds simple, but like you watch the movie. Let me ask you a question. How much do you think Batman House costs? Ballpark. I don't know. Ballpark. Come on. No. Ballpark. Because let me tell you something. On a mountain, and then they got that little thing hollowed out. He got a little cave down there. I said a couple million. Like, I don't give a damn. Come on,
why,
man.
Why do all people care about that?
Like, that's a good ass question, though.
Yeah. Why do you care? Like, yeah, it's not even a real house in a real. It's a fake city. Yeah. That city don't even exist. The, why you care about?
I wonder why Gotham does have a lot of crime, so it should be cheaper than a couple million.
Yeah.
The question is how did Batman build it? He didn't build it himself, so he hired some contractors to build that shit.
And, then he had to kill
him. I'm sure they told somebody. Hey, you
he had to kill him.
What he did? He probably hired contractors from another timeline so they don't come over here and spill the beans. You know what I'm
saying? Batman don't got access like that. That's some Marvel shit. Batman ain't got access.
Yeah, I was about to say that's Thor.
No, they have different timelines in, yes.
But they didn't have access to them though, Lulu. You were
in that timeline. Yes, it is the Flash. The Flash creates a different timeline. That's why they call it Flashpoint. He creates a different alternate timeline, and then he figures out there's a whole other different timelines, and there's different alternate Earths. It's like 1837 Earths, whatever. There's Superman Earth 37, Superman Earth 45.
Can I tell you something?
Come on, keep up.
I'm so mad at DC. DC is like, you ever go to like your high school rival, and then you see like the fake you and the fake other person, you know what I'm saying? Oh, that's y'all, that's y'all funny nigga. Yeah, all right, I guess, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, that's what DC feel like. DC is always like, it's just like, dog, like y'all want to be Marvel so bad. Yeah. Like,
have you watched the Harley Quinn cartoon on HBO Max though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it's good.
Which one is it?
The Harley Quinn cartoon on HBO
Max.
Oh,
I just saw it. Exquisite. I haven't watched it yet, but I thought it's good.
Exquisite,
but everything that's not DCEU is like the TV shows are phenomenal, but I don't know what's wrong with their movie universe, man. They can't even.
The last Batman I heard was pretty good. I didn't watch it because it was 3 hours, and I'll be damned.
And it was so long. He's gonna be leaving Superman in the DC universe, and he's gonna be playing Superman in the Marvel universe.
What Superman? There's no Superman in Marvel.
Why is Superman in the Marvel universe? They about to mash up.
What?
Already yesterday.
What Marvel universe has Superman?
And what kind of big ass smoothie is that? You saw my little shit. God damn, Lulu, that's a nice ass.
I can double fist smoothie, it.
You know what I'm saying? For real.
Okay, y'all. All right. What are you going with? Would you rather work at a nursing home or a daycare, Lulu?
Oh, wow.
Nursing home. Come on.
Because
if I get cool with daycare. Them, then they're going to leave some stuff for me, and they will. And I'm going to have mad people leaving me stuff.
That is true. But
if you they dean, then they go feel better about leaving you. So you got to start your organization in there. Go ahead.
Okay, what you saying, CP? What you going with?
I'm going with the old folks home because certain things that I can do and won't get in trouble, right? If they catch me smoking weed in the back, don't be doing that out here, CP. But if you got the kids, then they can be like, come on, man, you got to go to jail. Fuck all that. I'm too irresponsible. Give me the old people.
Yeah. Yeah. Kenesha.
Y'all made a hell of a case. Now I'm sitting here. Now I want to be a ringleader in the nursing home gang too. So I'm coming to the nursing home. I'm coming.
I had an old noobs in there like, go crazy.
We're going to be.
Yo.
Yeah.
I'm going with daycare. So it looks like the nursing home caretakers have it. We'll be right back.
Hey, Dion, you going to
already live in a daycare, man.
I do live in a daycare. My life. Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
I think all of us live in a daycare because Bean is a handful.
Man.
Okay, we are back. Next topic. Would you rather be a drug dealer or a scammer?
Easy.
Drug dealer, I feel like, is honest. I don't have the heart to be scamming people. I'm too loyal. You know what I'm saying? Like, I absolutely agree.
All
type of shit. I'm not doing nobody wrong and taking people granny life insurance and fucking they shit. I'd rather be a drug dealer because you know what you're getting and it's a fair exchange. You know what I'm saying?
Have you not seen Power? Exchange. There's no real exchange. Every drug dealer movie is a betrayal. It's no trust. It's no loyalty.
I'm not trying to be the kingpin. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just, you know, in the middle. So my shit ain't really affected. You know what I'm saying?
No, but if your middle shit starts to pop off and I'm a queenpin, now I got to befriend you, then kill you and take your shit.
But that's the game. There's
a lot of life for that.
Sign up for
you. You need to work on jealousy because envy is a deadly sin.
Hey, Lulu. You know why you never see a lot of scammer movies? I ain't talking about no Ocean's 8. I'm talking about like a real scammer movie.
Catch Me If You Can, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Real. Okay,
but the drug swindler. Stuff. Okay, you just ruined my point. But the drug stuff.
Nobody likes a scammer.
Nobody likes a scammer, but drug dealers have a...
Drug dealers go to jail longer than scammers.
And there's a higher potential to die. You don't really die off of like scams.
Oh, yeah. No, you scammed the wrong nigga.
Every drug dealer I know is still alive. A few of them is locked up, but they are still alive.
But if I scam the right person,
if you rob somebody, take something from the wrong person, they you get caught, they beating the brakes off your ass.
You sell some drugs to the wrong, if your shit not that good and you sell drugs to the wrong person, you could get killed.
I wouldn't have that problem.
That good is subjective though.
That's the issue. That is the issue because you thinking you got a quality product with a good price point, and you may not.
Well, because this crackhead is a super crackhead who needs super crack. It's not my fault. Super crack. You know, you know where to go get that shit. Go downtown to get that super potent shit. This shit right here is stepped on for profit.
I like scammers. Scammers, you can work smart. You can scam like 15 people at the same time. Some people be like, "Fuck, that nigga got me. He got me. He told me to sign into my Facebook. He copied my username. Damn it! I gave him $100 trying to flip it $4,000. God damn, he got me. I don't know where he at, but he got my ass. I might have tweeted about this. He got me. Versus like, I gotta kill this nigga. Like drug dealers.
Why do you have to kill? What are you killing for? Get your drugs, you do them, and you go on about your day. Like, what are you? Right.
As in, I bought I don't know, a dub, whatever. I don't know how you do sell drugs. I bought this, and it turned out to be a five. Like, nigga, this is not. I had a party today. We were supposed to share this crack, and now I gotta find a nigga.
Nope. Ain't nobody sharing no crack.
Y'all think like y'all just gonna be selling drugs all easily? Like,
can I tell you
drugs,
this,
Dion?
Dion. If you having a potluck, or what I like to say, if you having a rock luck, and you the person responsible for bringing the rocks, when you get your hands on that big rock enough to cater a 50 people event, you're gonna go disappear and OD and die somewhere, nigga. You ain't finna come to that party.
Nobody shares crap.
Crack too important.
Talking about y'all selling weed. But you a drug dealer. Weed is not even on the table no more. Weed is so legal now. I'm talking about drug dealers. Like you
like
a drug.
What are we doing?
Dealer.
Coke, heroin. What is
coke,
the drug?
Coke,
heroin, pills, oxycontin,
pills. We talking real drugs.
Pills,
I'm talking weed.
Pills is easy. That ain't shit.
But that's what I'm saying. When you dealing with
you
shit like that,
college, grab your little white
it gets
boy.
Sticky.
Like, come on. Nah,
it gets sticky. Put the business in the found you a girl with a big ass coochie and y'all are in business.
That's drugs it. Make you kill people,
that's
man.
It.
Scams is like, damn.
No,
he got me.
What are you talking about?
No,
you're so bad, listen, don't you?
You scared me.
I sold
Dion.
Drugs for a week. It was real crazy.
Dion, your glasses went from being nice, smart dad glasses to some fucking hacker shit. Now I'm looking at you a little different now.
Yeah.
Hey.
He got me. Oh, no, you got too much sympathy for them niggas.
I'm telling
you. Hey,
I'm
sorry. Lulu, y'all just gonna glaze over the fact that Lulu was like, I just sold drugs for a week.
It was only a week.
Wait, like, why you stop?
Because I had to go to war. So I was like, thank God. Because
oh,
it was either sell drugs or go to war. And I was like, damn. I just got my pack too. I was like, well, can't sell this.
Yeah, I sold drugs at 9. And
wait, what?
Yeah, my brother, I was the point man, as in he gave me the drugs and they came to him for the cash. It didn't work out because I was telling on where the stash was at. Yeah, you pick it so like, no. You pick the money right there, my brother right there. He said, stop pointing at me. This is not gonna work, Deion. And I ain't realizing.
Well, yes, you probably suck because you told on your brother right now. You're gonna take that 100%. To the grave, Deion.
100%. I didn't realize what was happening until I was 20. I was like, wow, he really had me as like a drug boy. Like, because he didn't want to have the cash and the drugs at the same spot. If I had got picked up, I wouldn't have gotten like a lot of time.
So when the drugs is always dangerous, you get more time. It's too many people. When you scam, you can scam by yourself.
Scammers, that's the feds. You know what I'm saying?
I go, but guess what? He's out. He's free.
And no charge. Now so was coke. He's getting
consultation now. People like, how do you do this? He got an OnlyFans. He got a tutorial on YouTube. He's like, yeah, let me show y'all how to do this. Let me show you how to manipulate. Like, this is good business for people.
No, yeah, but how do you sleep at night? That's some soulless ass shit to be taking people's hard-earned money and for nothing, robbing people's grandmothers and kids.
Okay, hold on. Drugs, there's always a victim, right? Somebody who's using, somebody who's messing up their life. Worst case scenario, right? Worst case. But for scams, what if you're scamming like the man, like the financial institution? Then it's not really somebody's cash. It could be like, oh, I'm stealing their credit card, right?
I'm like Robin Hood. I'm a scam from the rich and give to me.
No, I see that's not enough. You got to work up to that. Oh, I see people all the time getting scammed, crying, taking people's grandmother shit. But these fools try to scam me. So scamming is trash. Ass individual if you're a scammer.
I agree with Kenesha.
I'm on the CEO of Target. Man. Like, shit like that.
And you, the thing is, it's hitting home to you, Kenesha. The thing is, if you see somebody, your uncle, like, he's on drugs, it's like, dude, stop selling my uncle drugs, man.
Right. My sister was a meth head, and I'm telling you, I would sell drugs. What are we talking about here?
Did you sell it to your sister? I'd rather
get her shit from me than somebody, all the stuff they doing outside.
Oh, you know, my gosh, no.
I agree.
I would help your sister by scamming the fuck out of her bank account, taking all her money so she can't buy no drugs. So I'm here to help.
And she gonna steal from Kenesha.
She gonna rob me and my mama, and you know what
you
I'm
see
saying?
What drugs do? Turns violent. See?
You need that meth. M-E-T-H-O-D, man.
But scamming never turns to violence. Scamming never turns.
That's not true.
I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna tell you this
too. And I was like, damn, he got me.
Nobody ever smoked a rock or some meth or some weed who didn't want to do it. People get scammed all the time who not in that game. See, the drug game has rules. Now, if niggas break the rules, just like niggas break the rules about scamming or anything. All rules can get broke, but the rule says. The drug game is the drug game, and it's not supposed to be a part of society like that. We don't fuck with people who not in the game. It's just how it goes. If you get snitched on by somebody who not in this, you leave them alone. That ain't got shit to do with you. Most you can do is bribe them, get them some money, or kidnap somebody to try to get them not to testify. Other than that.
See, I got to kidnap somebody to testify? Yeah.
Man, look, I'm not good at crimes.
That's a lot of work. You see, I don't like doing a lot of work.
I know scammers be like, your grandma just died? Oh, nigga, her shit's still green. Give me her account. Nigga, I'm finna run it up. Like, nigga, calm down.
They're like, yo, you want to double that? I can double that for you.
See?
Double that. You got to pay some bills, right?
You be taking advantage of people who really be on their last and thinking that you about to help flip them some money. They about to change their family life and now they have absolutely nothing. People losing their houses and all type of stuff over this. That's trash. You're trash for that.
Sometimes you ain't
even, hold on. And you ain't even high.
Yeah. Wait, hold on though. But what about, that's like saying, okay, that's worst case scenario, okay? Because all scammers are not created equal, just like all drug dealers are not created equal, okay?
Some you go back.
Are giving drugs to children and trying to get them hooked early, but that's not most of them, I would assume.
I'm making money in my sleep.
Kid, though. Let's not act like sometimes that shit is in your, is, you know, if you a crack baby, and I used to sell to your mama, and then now you 15, you want one of these rocks too. Come here.
What?
Nah, I'm trying to scam.
Come here, Isaiah. Come here, losing Isaiah. Come here, let me talk to you for a minute.
I'm trying to be like a secret spy, like I scan the big corporations for multi-million dollars, black market shit.
Next level.
You know,
y'all taking like people's hundreds, trying to flip it into 400, and now they can't pay their phone bill.
Mm-hmm. Now that ain't me. I ain't got time for that. That's too petty. That's too small. I'm thinking millions.
I would just do credit cards. Like I wouldn't take nobody cash. I would do credit cards.
Credit cards. Take the PPP loan.
See, because credit cards is the government, or it's like a private corporation. But it's not like somebody like that ain't nobody's like last $400.
Y'all throwing kids up in there, so y'all don't get to pick and choose. No, y'all getting the grandmothers, healthcare workers, teachers, everybody.
But it's their credit creatures
all the time. I'm trying to take your place. Don't backstab us.
Right, but man, you fucking up their credit, so they can't get a house. They can't get a car.
No, because have you ever had, look, this is what happened to me, okay? Somebody stole my credit card somehow, and they started buying stuff. But you know, if you keep track of what's on your credit statement, you just go tell the credit card company, like, hey, I didn't do these charges. You file whatever. They do their little research. They'll find out that it's not true. It wasn't you. So then it don't hurt you because you didn't have to pay that bill.
I mean, I guess, but they don't always believe it wasn't you.
And but drugs is long term. You can't say, hey, that fentanyl in my body is not mine. You can't, it's yours. What? It's official.
Who fentanyl. Questioning you though? Who questioning you about what's in your body, my nigga? That's you.
You running down the street looking all cracked out and crazy. Like that's they're gonna be like, what's wrong with that man? Like
you can't fix the drugs that's in your body. You can fix the credit. They can fix
it. Well, you can wake up and then it's gone. And it's not long term, Dion. It's got a couple hours, if that. Don't lay down.
Oh, you ain't getting off no meth in a couple of hours?
No, you do, but you got to remeth. You have to remeth. You know what I'm saying? You have to go back and remeth again.
Remeth?
You have to remeth.
Like you got to remeth.
Remeth.
That sound like Method Man's son's name, rap name.
Okay, so what are y'all going with? Would you rather be a drug dealer or a scammer, CP?
Drug dealer.
Lulu.
I've been a drug dealer already.
Ooh.
You said what?
I've been a drug dealer with already.
Scam with your boy. Scammer.
Lulu, how many military tank tops do you have? I swear to God, that motherfucker look like
it's a crop top.
You about to run up to a helicopter.
Yeah, show them how cute you are, girl.
That's that Sonya Blade. That's that Sonya Blade top.
It is that.
Okay, Dion, what you going with?
For the guile.
Cam Greer. Let's do it.
Okay, Kenesha.
Drug dealer all day, baby. We out here.
Scammer. So it looks like the scammers take it for this one. We'll be right back after this. Next topic. This is Tahir's topic, so don't y'all jump on me. Would you rather hunt and diet only on snakes versus raccoons?
Wait, are we eating the snakes and raccoons, or we have their hunting and we're
eating? You are hunting and you're eating what you catch. So either you're hunting and eating snakes, or you're hunting and eating raccoons.
We live outside.
Snakes.
I don't know.
I don't even think no one. Raccoons is never on the menu, is it?
Yeah.
I've heard rattlesnakes.
Probably somewhere.
We're only eating raccoons or snakes.
Correct.
Here's what I like about it, right? The best snakes and the best raccoons are gonna be wilderness based, right? Not like city raccoons and not city snakes. City snakes are eating mice and rats that are infested with stuff, and then raccoons are in the trash, right? But wilderness raccoons are eating like berries and little stuff like that they could find, bugs, protein, and then they're a mammal, right? So you talk about rabbit, you talk about, it's different. I think reptile meat, are they poisonous? Like, I don't know. I think I'm gonna go.
I feel like snakes are very lean and probably clean. They only eat like a couple of things.
Right. Well, snakes.
It's like
frogs. It depends on what size snake, right? A bigger snake is like a raccoon. Shit,
they're good on protein.
That's what I'm saying. So they probably help you.
If you watch Naked and Afraid, they always highly suggest that you eat the snakes first. And like my uncle, he used to be in the army as well. And he used to be in the jungle. And he's like, that's the first thing they teach you to eat. They put snakes on a stick and then you roast that shit.
Raccoon has never been on the menu. No one has ever said, let me get that raccoon back.
Yeah, they eat raccoon there. Up in the backwoods, they eat raccoons down
there. Not on purpose.
Snakes and bunnies.
That's my point though, Kenesha. The backwoods got them fat, thick raccoons. They're like a turkey. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they damn near eat the same shit as the same shit as chickens. So they fat, meaty, got that little ass on.
Who be mad meaty?
I'm looking it up, man.
Dip around in some sauce.
And they legs and arms is kind of like wings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, little drummies, little drumettes.
Yeah. Like, but would you keep their skin on or would you take the skin off?
You have to take the skin off of both. You skin raccoon.
Well, I know you skin the snake, but I didn't know about. Because
just like, have you ever seen somebody skin a rabbit before they eat it? It's the same thing. They're very close. You just skin it.
But Kenesha, you a vegan. You out there gonna be eating raccoon and snakes?
Actually, I'm gonna run up on a raccoon and ask him where he got the berries from. Like, I'm not even gonna cook you. Just show me where the berry tree is.
And then no, you gotta eat one, Kenesha.
You gotta eat one. That ain't an option.
Kenesha, you be better off.
In this scenario, there's no vegans.
You'll be eating the herbivore or the omnivore, which would be better for you as a vegan than eating the thing that eats the meat.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. So
who don't eat meat?
No, like raccoons are eat more. They have a more vast diet, right?
Yeah.
Plants, berries, stuff like that. Snakes. You give a snake a Snickers. What the fuck I'm gonna do with this goddamn Snickers? Squeeze it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like a raccoon, a fuck a Snickers up.
Yep, he would.
Yeah.
So is that a good thing or a bad thing then?
Great thing, because think about this: the variance in the tastiness of the meat relies in what they eat. And so they have a broader diet. They're damn near eating the spices. All you gotta do is just fry them up. Meanwhile,
that's a lie, because the chicken that we all eat come from a farm and they just eating chicken feed and they are mighty tasty.
But we chicken is trash without the seasoning. Just be honest. You ever had
everything is trash without seasoning?
Right.
No, no, it ain't. Not bananas.
I always tell people y'all like
fruits and vegetables. I'll give you that now.
Yeah, but I just looked it up. Raccoon is definitely edible. They said in the country it's a
delicacy.
But they make it into soup.
Yeah, they
make like raccoon soup and shit.
Well, that probably is good.
I've never thought about
that. Maybe you can make a little fur hat.
You know what I would do too. Depending on how long I'm out there, I would find a pregnant raccoon and I would take care of her young, feeding them what I want them to feed, right? feeding the babies. I would find a farm.
You have a raccoon farm?
Listen, I gotta eat, right? I would find a mother raccoon who has babies, kill the mom, eat her first. Then tie up all the babies on little leashes and then feed them like ferrets until they get fatter and fatter and fatter. And then one at a time, bam, kill the fat one. Bam, kill the medium one. Bam, kill the skinny one. And then start over.
Keenan,
you're not going to get attached to them? Feed them?
I'm almost certain you can't kill an animal.
I am so hurt that you just destroyed this family like this. Like, go kill one of the men. Why you gotta take the mother and her children like this?
Because I need to have control over what they eat from birth. First so like, yeah, I'm taking the mom because I have to eat her. I'm not about to be her motherfucking friend.
No, keep her alive.
I'm fucking her up, Lulu.
She needs
I'm
to procreate.
You have more raccoons.
Because I'm hungry now, so I'm gonna kill her now, and then I'm gonna raise these goddamn kids.
No, that's when you go eat the berries and shit and the bananas, and I hold you over, and then that way you'll be nice and lean by the time you're ready to eat the kids, and it'd be like, okay, then you can get a little fat,
you ever seen a mother raccoon? They are some evil little motherfuckers. I ain't got time to be arguing with this lady. I'm killing her. My kid.
And they stand up on their hind legs.
Don't eat meat. Because we're talking about families here. Mother, she loves those children. The children
she don't love
and
shit.
The mothers love her. If a
Buick came and crush one of them bitches, she'd be like, ooh, well, come on, the rest of y'all, come on, we gotta go. I told you I stay out the goddamn street. Come on, let's go.
He said, come on, the rest of y'all.
This is terrible. They have family. This is awful.
She didn't even look back, CP.
She gonna get 8-9 of them together. It was 10 of y'all, and I told y'all. Now look. Hey, look at me. Stay with me. I told y'all. Come on, let's go. Nah, stop all that crying. Terry and Perry are dead.
I do not want to laugh at this. I'm sorry.
All y'all live in LA.
Are dead.
all y'all live in LA, in the sewers, they had the little blockage. Where does raccoons live?
Trees. In the woods.
In the city? I'm always thought it was in the sewer, but I'm always seeing in LA.
No, they take a day trip.
No, they don't sit in the sewer. They go where the trash is.
But where do they live,
outside.
Though?
All I see is raccoons. They be in the
They live in a, I don't know. Aren't they nocturnal?
It's yeah, just but, like you go to the grocery store, they come out, they come and take a trip, see what's out here, get some food, and take that shit to eat.
They only come out at night, so I don't know what, where are they at right now during the day? Where are they?
They in trees. They in trees. Yeah.
Trees.
I saw a skunk rob a raccoon one time with his ass. He said, nigga, just don't move. And the nigga dropped the trash and ran. And then the skunk picked it up like,
oh, it is damn. Mad skunks out here too.
Don't move.
It's a lot of possums in LA. I never saw a possum in real life until I was in LA. Possum
and coyote.
Ooh, I'd be one to shoot. I see a lot of coyotes.
Yeah, I see coyotes and possums.
I see hella coyotes.
Especially during the pandemic, yo, them wolves was out. They didn't, everything was out. They didn't care. So I was like, oh my God.
Nothing was on the street. It was a great time. And dude, a little Hollywood Walker fan. They was like, oh, look, here go coyote, Crocodile Dundee. look.
Crocodile Dundee.
Crocodile Dundee.
But wait, we didn't talk about how easy it is to clean one versus the other. I feel like snakes are way easier to like skin and clean than a raccoon.
Yeah, once you bash their head in, all you got to do is just cut the head off and rip the skin off and then put it on a stick.
I'm sure Lou has done this, but have y'all ever had to skin an animal?
You still have to fillet it open.
But there's no bones or nothing.
Fire? Imagine if I had to survive.
In a snake? Snake got bones?
Bones in a snake?
Yeah, snake got bones. Listen, snake is a long vertebrae with ribs going down all the way.
That's what you have
to do. Tell me if I eat a snake, it's going to be bones in the snake?
Listen, the bones are like, the bones remind you of bird bones. Very like, flexy, so that when they get bigger, the bones kind of like flay like that, and then they, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hell yeah, they got bones.
Really?
Yeah, they have a vertebra that goes all the way down, y'all.
But I didn't think it was like bones, like, you know, like a hard bone.
I thought it was like muscle, like an eel. I think that's what separates an eel from a snake, other
than
the water.
They have hundreds, even more than humans.
Yeah, hella ribs. You telling me, as much as I love ribs, eat a little snake. Little snake ribs.
They can have 300 or more bones. I did not know.
Ooh,
that.
Snake ribs sound good.
You feel me?
Anaconda.
Brush them with a little mustard to get the seasoning to really bind on there. Do a nice snake rib rub.
So you would like snake ribs over raccoon ribs?
Of course not. I'm just trying to just make everything.
I don't know. I just feel like raccoons eat dirtier stuff. Like, they'll eat more dirty stuff than a snake would.
Meg, that's why you kill the mother and you raise the children on berries and strawberries and bananas. And then you kill them in their sleep.
You
read them a story because you're their father now. And they're like,
you
got to
feed them
another story. And you're like,
you
got
to feed them buttermilk. Get them like buttermilk to drink.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh. What is more scary?
I'm sorry, Kenesha. I know this topic is just.
what is more scarier if you had to paint it into a corner and you had to catch it, a raccoon in the corner or a snake in the corner?
What's a raccoon, because them motherfuckers can fight, boy. Raccoons snake. Fight.
My biggest fear is snakes, I think. That's
no, I'm but the thing about a snake, as long as you get the head, you could get like a stick or something. As long as you have that head down and pinned, they can't, like, they can't turn.
The wrap around? If they wrap their tail around you?
Look, them niggas on them nature channels, them snakes be tired already, or they be in on it. Because I tell you what, nigga, you try to get a snake head and you miss.
You motherfucker. Hey, Earl.
Listen, them
I can sock a raccoon in his nose.
Your body and you can't catch him.
You get a big
I could get a raccoon. I could get a raccoon off me. I could get that puppy off me.
And you come over the top of the raccoon, bam, headshot, bam, bam, bam. He would.
All it takes is one little bite, and now you got rabies. I feel like it ain't that.
Hey, I'm not gonna get rabies right then and there, and they can't move. I'm gonna power through that.
Raccoons got a bad rap.
Don't say they got rabies. Suck the bite and spit out, and then you eat the fucking raccoon.
No, now you got rabies in your mouth. That's not how that works. See,
well, guess what?
You can do that with venom. You cannot do that with rabies.
You just gotta get a shot. You just gotta get antibiotic shots. You'll be all right.
How you gonna get that? We in a wilderness.
There's gotta be first
raccoons on our day off.
Lulu, not all of them have rabies. Not all of them have rabies. So
how you gonna know which raccoon to have rabies or don't in front of you?
You get a newborn baby. And you put him on a hot dog bun. He don't even know what's going on. Yeah. He's like, I'm little. This is comfortable and soft.
Oh my God, Sammy, how do you sleep at night?
Nigga, fool.
Sound like a cartoon, fool. Like it's Tom and Jerry.
I sleep full. That's how the fuck I sleep.
He said, put him on a hot dog bun. He's like, this is nuts.
I like it in here. Throw that nigga in the air fryer.
Is this a duvet? It's a duvet, huh?
Throw that nigga in the air fryer 15 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Oh, 400, please.
The contrast of CP, minute one, he said, I'm sick, man. I'm not feeling well today, y'all. Now this nigga talking about,
nigga, look at my hair, nigga. This shit, I ain't even sleeping with no durag on. That's how sick I was. I was like, man, I don't need no durag. I'm sick, nigga. I don't want any vanity. I'm sick.
All right.
Yeah. Air fryer.
Oh, honey. Hunt and diet only on snakes or raccoons. Kanisha, what you going with?
Raccoons.
All right. CP.
Adult ones, not the babies.
Aww. I'm going straight to the ICU unit and getting all the newborn raccoons. I'm ordering them bitches like I'm at Red Lobster picking my tank. Let me get that one.
The NICU. That's terrible.
That one and that one, please.
Yeah,
thank you.
Like Amazon Prime.
Not the NICU.
The NICU.
Those are already sick, like raccoons, like premature.
No, they're just born. What you call them?
That's what the NICU is for the premature babies.
No, they're not preemies. I mean, you think I'll crack open a fucking incubator if I'm hungry? Like,
sir, what are you doing? Right, sir. Here.
Okay.
That ain't no rotisserie.
Sir, get that record out of the hot dog bun. Walking with this motherfucker. A big ass hoagie. What you think? A big ass hoagie?
Security, stop him.
In other news, the raccoon po' boy maker is at it again. Making raccoon po' boys. He's at it again.
He was fired from the whole old folks' home.
Oh, the raccoons from ICU.
Hey, I just want to see you with a gun holster belt with two condiment holsters on the side.
Oh, what? Hot sauce and ketchup. Just while I'm running.
Dion, what you picking?
You dropping relish as you run away.
I can't.
On relish, they falling and they can't get up.
Dion, what did you say?
Snakes.
Lulu.
I will say this though, you could fry them snakes up and put a little bit of powdered sugar on that bitch and have you a funnel snake. For the kid,
snake and raccoon, hurry up.
I'm going raccoon.
I'm going snake. It looked like the raccoons have it.
Oh, man.
Thank y'all for watching this episode of Squadcast Versus. We do this every week, every Monday, right here on All Death. Appreciate you being here, CP and Lulu, and our special guest this week, Miss Kanisha Buss and Dion Lack. Thank you guys so much for joining us. If you have any suggestions for topics, please put them in the comments below. We'll see you next week right here on Squadcast.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place.
her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.